Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 6, 2023. Take a loan from the Creator. Question: can a person take a loan from the Creator, and how does this affect corporeal life? Answer: it is said, "Turn to me, and I will give it to you." We can receive from the Creator everything that is possible from the Creator. He will give us everything we ask for. We do not have to worry about how to return it to Him, and in time we will be able to do that as well. But to ask the Creator to give us the power of reason, physical strength, and the strength of feelings, so that we can work, advance, and overcome our nature, is what we must do. In this case, we should have no shame. Question: what is the difference between asking for a loan or finding work for the Creator and earning? Answer: the difference is how I feel about the Creator. Either I ask Him to give me something that I do not deserve as a loan, but then I will return it to Him, or I ask for help, and then I do not need to return it. It depends on my relationship with the Creator, on my inner feelings, and where I am. Question: how should I ask in order to receive a plea of bestowal on credit? Answer: just ask. There is no special prayer here, you just have to ask in your own words. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 14, 2023. All my bones shall say. Targeted gifts. Question: I really like to give gifts, but at the same time I know that somewhere subconsciously I expect a reaction. How can I do it without expecting a reward? Answer: you do not need to do anything for free. You want to give gifts to everyone and to the Creator in order to achieve a common state of love and connection with everyone. At the same time, you really want to feel this state, and for everyone to participate in it. Question: if a friend gives a gift unconsciously, then in addition to the feeling of love, there is also a shame for a friend. Why is this given? Answer: this is an indicator that your hearts are not yet fully open to each other. It is necessary to open them more, and then you will not be ashamed of any relationship between you. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson on Giving a Gift to the Creator, August 13, 2023. Is it possible to regulate the birth rate? Question: can birth rates be regulated? Answer: birth rates can be controlled with the help of money and housing. If young couples are provided with conditions such as money and living space, then, I think, this can increase the birth rate. But these are huge public expenditures. Question: you once said that there is a certain global plan in increasing or decreasing the birth rate with the help of which a correction is made. What is the meaning of this process from the point of view of Kabbalah, from the point of view of a common desire? Answer: of course, this refers to adopting a certain general plan for the movement of mankind to a certain limit. But I do not think that we can talk about it now because we are still in an absolutely imperfect state. First, we need to solve a lot of problems, and only then, when we see what a family can be, what a person, children, and so on can be, will we be able to solve questions about the reproduction of generations. From CabTV's Kabbalah in the Modern Turbulent World, August 3, 2023. How can we deal with bad desires? Dear Michael Leitman, you have been a replacement for me for radio and TV for a long time. I have been with you for 3 years. I want to ask a question: where do desires come from? Moreover, such desires are shameful to admit. And sometimes you cannot get rid of them. They were not in me. Generally, I have a completely different character. Please tell me how to deal with such desires that are not good. Answer: I do not know what bad desires means. Comment: a person is somehow uncomfortable with the desires that suddenly arise in him. My response: well, desires arise. Man is a complex animal after all. He consists of an animal part, a human part, and possibly a spiritual part. Question, meaning, desires from all degrees come to him? Answer, yes. So there is nothing to worry about. All desires have the right to be revealed and to exist in a person. Question, any desire? Answer, absolutely any. And a person can have all kinds of relationships to this. Question, what does one need to do if bad desires arise, even those that shake a person? Answer, I see. What to do? Shake yourself, shake them off, and continue to exist. You need to engage in something else, and then the desire will change. Comment. Please answer the question, where do they come from and why? My response, from above. Why? In order for a person to develop. In order to develop him. Question. When you say develop, what does it mean? So that some specific desires arise in him? Answer, desires, emotions, intentions, and so on, such that will match the more developed person that he will become. Question. You said from above. Is there a bank of desires that one needs to go through? Answer, yes. There is a bank of desires that we have to go through, each of us and all of us together. Question. And when this bank is emptied, desires pass, what happens next? When all the desires have already passed through me, what does it mean? Answer, the end of the world. We have worked out all our desires and are at rest. Question, the end of the world, what is that in your opinion? Answer, the end of the world means that there is no one to live onward, there is no need, and there is no goal. Question, so I will not be coming back here? Answer, number question, where will I end up? This world has ended. Where do I end up? Answer, in the next world. Question, and what is there in the next world? Answer, happiness, peace, and all good things are waiting for you in the next world. Question, I already like this. That is, in principle, this whole chain of desires should lead me to the world where there is happiness, peace, everything? Answer, yes. Question, how should I work out these desires in order to come to this peace and happiness? Answer, you will come to it anyway. So, do not worry. The only thing you need is to agree that you will be brought there. And therefore, in accordance with this, live calmly, breathe calmly, and be peaceful toward the upper force that will lead you there. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 20, 2023. Money from the viewpoint of Kabbalah. Question, what is the inner Kabbalistic meaning of common currency? Is it a human effort? Answer, yes, it is the universal equivalent of human effort. In Kabbalah, money is the expression of the screen, and the screen is everyone's anti-egoistic effort. Question, but this effort is built in relation to others. Can I somehow measure it or buy something with it? Answer, of course. In the same units. You can measure your anti-egoistic force in grams, in newtons, in anything. Question. What is a wealthy person from the standpoint of Kabbalah? Answer. Someone who has many anti-egoistic forces, and can use them. Question. Is there a direct relationship between one's screen and material wealth? Answer. No. Our world is not yet created to give us material manifestation. Question. There have been very different Kabbalists throughout history in terms of their means. Baal HaSulam, for example, gave away all his money to have none the next day. They say the Ari was a very rich merchant. Is there any relationship or special mission of the Kabbalist here? Answer. Everyone acts as he sees fit for his spiritual ascent. From CAB TV's Kabbalah in the Modern Turbulent World, August 3, 2023. A drop of mercy in the attribute of judgment. First, the world was created with the quality of judgment, he saw that the world could not exist, and associated it with the quality of mercy. Baha'u'llah, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, 2 points. Our world exists in a combination of the attributes of judgment and mercy, but mostly within various constraints. We cannot simply enjoy things, we are constantly pursued by various sufferings. All of this is the attribute of judgment. In Kabbalistic terms, the attribute of judgment is the desire to receive. However, the world could not exist if everyone only wanted to receive for themselves. There must still be some attribute of bestowal, and only then can interaction occur. In other words, even if people give to each other with the intention of benefiting themselves, there is still some connection between them. We see from history that humanity developed only through collaboration, which is the fundamental attribute that transformed us from animals into humans. This is the manifestation of mercy in our world. From CabTV's Introduction of the Book of Zohar, August 6, 2023. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what was the happiest moment in your life? I think the happiest moment in my life was when I found my teacher, Kabbalist Baruch Ashlag, the Rabash. I had been looking for a teacher for several years. I traveled to many different teachers, asked them many questions, but I received no answers. Then one day, all of a sudden, by chance, I found my teacher. Based on CabTV's Kabbalah in the Modern Turbulent World with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on August 3, 2023.